Welcome to the Shanty Sound Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Byrne, and to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of Shanty Sound, I've started my very own podcast exploring one of my favourite topics, the healing power of music and sound. I'm a lifelong musician, and I've also been working extensively with sound therapy and sound healing for many years now. And I'm guessing that perhaps like me, you're here because you're also interested in all things to do with healing music and sound. Over the last 10 years, both through travelling and the internet, I've met some pretty awesome people, and I'm excited to get to know them even better through these interviews. I'm really interested in people and what draws them to begin sharing music and sound in a healing or therapeutic way, and in learning more about the healing and uplifting effects of immersing in sound and music. So if you do enjoy this podcast, I would love you to hit the subscribe button on whichever app you're listening on, and do feel free to leave a review or a comment. And you can also check out the show notes from this and every episode at shantysound.com.au/podcast. My guest on this episode is the very lovely Julia Williamson, empath, teacher, and singer. Julia is a past age clearing and healing practitioner with a long history of professionally singing, performing, teaching, and facilitating community singing groups. A trained empath since 1999, Julia has healed and transformed her own life from meek, fearful, and small to vibrant, powerful, and free. Merging healing affirmations and intentions within singing lessons and community singing groups since 2007, Julia witnessed profound and transformational shifts for thousands of people, including herself. Firsthand, she saw how singing activates the heart frequency to deeply heal mental health issues, low self-esteem, and self-worth. Her music, songbooks, guided meditations, and online somatic voice lessons improve singing, harmony, and improvisation skills. They rewire the brain to help you become more self-aware, embodied, and empowered to use your voice as an instrument for personal healing and transformation, and take you beyond the ego to states of bliss and love where humanity's real power exists. I really loved this chat with Julia and found it so informative. I'm sure you will too. Welcome to Shanty Sound. Here's Julia Williamson. Gorgeous Julia Williamson. Welcome, Julia.
Thank you so much. Mirror, mirror, you're so gorgeous too. So lovely to be here. Thank you.
It's lovely to see you. And thanks for being a guest today. Very excited to get to know people and for people to come on the podcast and share their stories all about how sound has affected their lives and music, of course. And I know you are someone that knows a lot about the healing power of music and sound, and you share that in the community around you. And I've been loving seeing a bit more of what you've been getting up to online lately too. So we'll find out all about that. But I love to start the podcast by finding out a little bit about the background of our guests. So could you tell us, about your background, where you grew up and where you are now, and anything in between that you feel like sharing?
How long have you got? All right. Well, it all started back in Southport. That's where I was born. And I largely grew up in Brisbane, but in Southport, when we were there, Mum and Dad, with 10 others, started up the Gold Coast Theatre Company. It was called the Spotlight Review. And they were heavily, heavily involved with musical theatre and putting on productions. And, you know, Dad was the star of the show. So there was a lot of singing and rehearsing around me. You know, they've got a recording of me at 2 and a half singing Fiddler on the Roof, you know, because that's what Dad was in. So... Mm-hmm. you know, I grew up with a lot of singing around the house, so that was a very natural thing. And, you know, basically I lived in Brisbane, and then I moved down to Ocean Shores about nearly 20 years ago to raise the kids, and because I wanted a healthier lifestyle. And now I'm sort of packed everything up and in Brizzy at the moment, just helping Dad during this, you know, what's going on at the moment. But, you know, ready to head up to the Sunshine Coast very, very soon. So that's kind of where I'm at with that. And with the singing, it was interesting because I was raised with a lot of singing around me, yet I was also raised with a lot of judgment. So you had to be perfect. You know, it had to be a really good performance. And there was a lot of, you know, I took on a lot of beliefs around believing that if I wasn't perfect, I was not going to be loved, I was going to be rejected, I wasn't good enough. So even though, you know, I did an amazing performance at the age of 7 at Brisbane City Hall in front of 500 people, I was so nervous, but I still, you know, I love singing so much that it was what I wanted and it was what I was growing up with. But by the age of 10, that fear and anxiety of that internal conflict that I had going on, I quit singing. And it was a conscious choice. I remember thinking, I can't do this. It's too hard. I'll never be good enough. And so really that disconnected me from a passion. And it was a passion because I remember being really little and knowing the feeling of beauty. You know what, you know, Michelle, I've heard you sing. You know when you hit that sweet spot and you're singing and you just, you're almost just singing to yourself. Mm. You're singing to God, really. That's what you're doing. You're singing to your own inner God. Mm-hmm. And I knew that feeling, yet I walked away from it because it all felt too hard. So I spent, you know, my teens and my early 20s, you know, there was other things that went on in my life that weren't good around. There was childhood abuse and there were other things. So I had, you know, a lot of hang-ups going on and a lot of stress and anxiety. So, and along with that came drugs and, you know, alcohol, all the stuff that we get into to numb ourselves because we don't want to feel the pain that we're in. But it was in my mid-20s that I decided, all right, the yearning was too great, like I wanted to sing again. And so, you know, I ended up getting involved with the cabaret group, and that was kind of cool because I could dress up and put on a costume and not be me. Right, you could hide behind the costume, and I found that to be a really amazing training ground because I started to learn how to dance. I was getting dance classes in my mid-20s. I decided to go and do this because I never did anything when I was young. It was always too scary for me.
Wow.
So we started up this cabaret group, and that was lots of fun but still scary. But then that disbanded, and I was, you know, I joined a few different bands and I was singing in bands, but I just could never fully relax into just having a great time. I just still always had that hang up in the back of not feeling good enough and just a huge rejection script because I was rejecting myself, of course. So at this point in my life, I was still doing, you know, starting to do a lot of gigs with my brother-in-law, and he's an amazing musician, Michael Flanders, and him and my sister just got back from Nashville where they've done a ton of music and producing, and they've been on the red carpet. Wow. He's won awards, amazing stuff. Huh. Well, I was lucky enough to sing with him for 8 years, and he was great because that was a real apprenticeship for me, singing pop songs, sure, but lots of great catchy melodies. And we had, you know, we had some really great gigs, and I stopped doing pubs because I didn't want to do pubs because I just didn't like the energy in there. But it was around this time I'd had my kids, and my son was really unwell. And so Western, you know, medicine wasn't working. He was 18 months old, had all sorts of breathing problems. They had him on, you know, Ventolin and steroid puffers, and I just thought there's got to be another way. And so I took him to see this psychic empath, as you do, and she just within 3 minutes told me what to do with Joel, And within 3 days, I saw major improvements. So I decided to go and see her about what was going on for me, because before gigs, there was this pattern with me. Before a gig, we had a gig at the Sheridan in Brisbane, and we were there every Thursday night. It was a five-hour gig.
Wow.
So, you know, being a musician, that's a long gig, right?
Yeah.
So I had to really look after myself, you know, and that was one good thing about singing gigs, because you do have to look after yourself if you want your voice to be good.
Yeah.
So, but always on the Wednesday, I'd start, my glands would start swelling up, or I'd get a runny nose, or I'd get a sore throat, and just this anxiety always of worrying about, am I going to be able to handle it?
Mm.
And so I went and saw this woman, the psychic empath, Maggie Landman, and she calls herself an earth whisperer now. She's next level amazing.
Wow.
And she, yeah, yeah. And I've been basically being trained and mentored by her for, you know, the last 20 years. Within that first session, so it's called Past Stage Clearing and Healing, what we did. And within the first session, I left, I felt happy, you know. I was going into the gig, the Sheridan. Normally when I walked in there, I'd be perspiring, my heart rate would be fast, I'd be nervous. There was none of that, Michelle.
Hmm.
I was like, oh my God, I'm not even nervous. This is so good. And then stepping up to the microphone, there was a little bit, but then that didn't last long. So I basically began training with that and learning it, and I became a practitioner in 2003. So I saw huge shifts in myself, and I was still singing and doing professional gigs. Then I decided to move to Ocean Shores with the kids, because I wanted to raise them better lifestyle near the beach, right?
Yeah.
So we get down there, and I scored a job with the conservatorium teaching singing at primary schools. And that was great, but it was controlled. So I started up Voice Jam, the singing and healing school that I started in 2007. And I started merging aspects of the past stage clearing and healing in with the singing lesson.
Wow. And then,
oh, mate, it was so fantastic.
Mm.
And then I started doing it in community singing groups. And, like, I was having profound results with people.
Yeah.
And these were people that didn't want to, they just wanted to be able to sing better. Like, I was sort of attracting people that had lots of issues, because, you know, I knew how to help them, and that was just ended up being what it was.
Hmm.
And the community singing groups is where, I mean, the private sessions were fantastic. They were always really amazing.
Hmm.
But in the community singing groups, I was getting, and I didn't know this at the time, but I had a lot of people in my group that were in AA, that were had some serious addictions, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't find out about this till about a year on. And they started opening up to me and saying, are these songs that you sing? Because what I haven't shared with you yet was I started merging positive affirmations and healing intentions within singing.
Yeah.
So I would just create a melody. I did all those, you know, all those years with Michael singing pop songs. So I found it really easy to come up with a melody.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just put, you know, I am lovable or whatever it was for that. And so people were sharing with me just how their, so I've got all these case studies of how traumatic their childhood was and how they'd wake up in the morning and they were hearing my songs, these positive mantras going around in their heads, and how they'd go out walking and they'd just sing these mantras and it would literally shape their day.
Amazing.
And
yeah.
So that was kind of really the music with Sing to Thrive is a digital record of my healing journey and the journey of everyone that sang with me, because I ran the groups for 13 years and was incorporating, you know, healing affirmations and making songs up. You know, they just kept evolving and, oh, I need a new song and what am I going through now? And I'd write that from my perspective.
Yeah.
And it always seemed to resonate with everybody. Because the big thing that I realized out of the training with Maggie is this. We are all, well, we're all energy, but we're all a product of our beliefs.
Hmm.
And the way you know if something's sabotaging you is if you are reacting to something, right? So imagine you're coming along for a singing lesson.
Mm.
You know that that's a vulnerable thing to do for people.
Mm. Yeah.
So whatever issue someone's got going on, that is going to be on the surface in a singing lesson. Because if you are thinking something, some judgment about yourself, it's there, front and center, and that's the perfect time for you to actually look at the fear and the judgment as to what's going on. So that's what I was doing with the pack process. So I'd tag people into a process. We'd go back to wherever it was that this memory took them, because you go into the feeling memory in the body, and that takes you to either an imprint or somewhere where you've some trauma happened and where you've taken on a belief that you're not lovable or you're not good enough, or, you know, there's usually the same core things that go on for all of us.
Yeah.
So I started to realize that this was a really simple but potent tool. And then I got introduced to Kirtan. Oh my god. So like one of the first Kirtan, or the first Kirtan I went to was with Lucknow Kirtan in Mullumbimby, and Guru Das was a special guest.
Right.
So the Guru Das that is no longer with us was a special guest. He rocked that night, and I was just totally blissed out. And I'd already been doing Kundalini yoga and using mantra.
Yeah.
You know how your meditations are with mantra, and they just take you so deep. So I started introducing little bits of that into the community singing groups, because if you're not a diehard, you know, I've done lots of kirtans now, and there's a lot of people at these gigs that are all been to India and they all speak the same language. Yet I haven't been to India, and it was interesting, you know, I was inviting people from this community group, but they felt that that was too daunting. So I started just introducing little bits of Sanskrit and Gurmukhi into class. So we'd always finish with some sort of mantra, and I'd have English in there, but I'd always throw in a little bit of Sanskrit. And people, that was like a bridge, because people seemed to really love that. It wasn't too much where they were at a night singing, you know, Hare Krishna and Hari Om and all the stuff, which is so much fun.
Yeah.
But
it's not for everyone, is it? That's right.
It's not. And that's really where I'm at now, is Sing to Thrive. So my daughter is an amazing singer, because she, you know, obviously grew up with singing. She's better than me. Like her harmony singing is amazing. My harmony singing has improved because I've done this, what I've created with Sing to Thrive works, because I've recorded all the individual audios for the harmonies. So if you wanted to learn a soprano, you've got the audio that's just got that soprano harmony on it.
Yeah.
So all the harmonies have got the individual audios that you can practice, sing along with, and then you go and go back and sing it along with the whole song, and you get to practice, you know, whatever layers that you want. So
what's your daughter's name?
Madeline, Maddie Monticelli. So basically when I taught, well, leading up to the recording, I'd actually done a 3-month isolation retreat. So I sold everything. I sold my house, and I was really trying to create change, because I knew I'd already done all this work with Voice Jam and I wanted to take it bigger.
Yep.
And I kept sabotaging myself. So I knew, all right, there's something serious here still blocking me. And so I did a 3-month isolation retreat under the mentorship of Maggie. So no people, no books, no music.
Wow.
No external influences, no nothing, right? Just me, nature, the mosquitoes. And I had my food delivered once a week down at the front gate. It was on a 20-acre property. And he would deliver it at a certain time, and I'd know that he'd already been and gone, so I could go down and get it.
Wow.
That really was intense, but thank God I had the the tools that I've learnt with Maggie with the past age clearing and healing, because I could shift energy quickly. But that showed me some serious, serious beliefs that I was holding on to about feeling safe in the world and truly not being able to trust anybody. If you can't trust, then it's very difficult to put yourself out into the world and share what you're doing. It's one thing doing it in the Shire, in the Byron Shire, but I could really see how this was affecting me. So that was massive. And then, of course, I fractured my ankle out in the middle of nowhere on this retreat. So I'll look, it's a story. Ooh. I should really write a book. It's a classic.
Wow.
But obviously I thought, because I had these, it took 3 weeks for this really deep-seated, ugly memory to come up and for me to work through. So it was like, and after that happened, everything changed. The plants were greener.
Mm.
Sky was wider. I felt joy in my heart, which was different to anything I'd felt before. So I felt like I was really shifting things. And then I had a really strong vision of me in front of a huge audience. And so I got excited and I got impatient and I fractured my ankle, and that pulled me out for another 6 months. So, and look, it's been such a journey. But basically then what happened on that retreat was I had this download and was shown that I had to record the music.
Yeah.
It's like radio. So, you know, I'm letting go of everything and just not working, just walking into a studio. I was petrified because I still had the perfectionist script. It was one thing singing live, as you know, live, you kind of, I can sing live, no worries.
Yeah.
But put me in a studio and it has to be perfect. So, of course, that then brought up more issues that I had to work through. But Madeline was such a huge support. She wrote 90% of the harmonies on all the Sing to Thrive music. She sang 100% of the harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
That mother-daughter, that thing where a family sings together, something magical happens.
Mm.
It still cracks my heart now just thinking she has just got such an angelic tone, and she's been raised awake. She's awake and aware. So there's this depth to her singing that just takes you somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. So I feel really blessed. And all the, when we went in to record, I used the people that I sang with in the community singing group. I didn't get in professional musicians. Oh. I used a couple right at the end, but I chose the people that, you know, that had good pitch, obviously, and that were really in their hearts.
Yeah.
And I had 13-year-olds to a 70-year-old in there on the choir. So that you've just got this beautiful blend of voices that really works, and it's all very from the heart. So Sing to Thrive, we basically recorded 30 songs. Mm. Well, there's over 100 tracks because each song's got a certain amount of parts. So there's a few different products within the Sing to Thrive series that I created, because there's people out there that want to get better at singing, full stop. So there's the professional series, and there, that's the series that's got all the individual tracks, and I've got lots of recommended activities in there. And at the moment I'm creating a somatic voice program that's online. So that's to develop your voice, but also I included metaphysics and spirituality and science, because why wouldn't I? Because it makes it more interesting when you're learning how to sing, and then you're also able to work on your own stuff at the same time.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
About that. So that'll be ready in a few months.
Okay.
So there's the professional series, and then within that, if you don't want to buy an album, which they're cheap as, and you've only got five songs on an album with all the parts, and it's $29.
Yep.
So with a book, with tons of activities, features and benefits, and spiritual meanings.
Yep.
You can buy individual song packs if you just want to get one song and all its parts, and you still get a free PDF book with that that's got everything in it that you need. So that's the professional series. Then I was going to launch Sing to Thrive, what year are we in? A year ago.
Okay.
But I got told by spirit, no. And I was so annoyed because I'd already been working on it for 2.5-3 years. And I was like, what? And then, of course, a month later, COVID happened. So I was told I'd be launching in November, which is November just passed.
Yeah.
During that time frame, I had a download on creating the Rewire the Brain series.
Okay.
So I've used the same songs and created a healing process where you use the song and you're using your imagination and you're basically going in and they're really simple steps. And they're easy and they're fun. And you work through these steps and it rewires the brain. So anyone with mental health issues or any anxiety at all, you know, you don't have to be labeled mental health. It's like any sort of, if you find that you've got stress going on or any sort of anxiety, depression especially, this series is great for that. And it's simple and it's not expensive. I've really kept everything, you know, that's $18.95, I think, for an album with a book with all these activities in it. Okay. But it's a book, you know, it's not a video that you look at and watch. It's something that you have to listen to and you're reading it because you're using your auditory and your visual senses. And this is very important because you've got to engage all the senses when you want to rewire the brain. It can't just be one sense. So that's the Rewire the Brain. And then the Journey into Healing Meditations is 5 of those. And that's like doing a pack process in a way. I like it's educational and then it's I run you through a meditation and then you sing, but it's English songs and they're all my songs.
Yeah.
So you're singing this song and it acts as a emotional trigger to bring up stuff so you can release and get yourself up to that higher vibration that happens when we sing. So by the end, you are bursting with joy and you're like having inspired ideas of what you can do with your life because that's what I want to help people with.
Yeah.
Because it's like we all have inspired ideas, but do we follow through on them? So this music is like a tool that can help you get stronger within yourself, believe in yourself more, because part of what we're doing here is becoming the master of our own domain. We've got to master our thoughts, you know, this, you know, through meditation, what have you, but this singing just seems to make it easier. It's just more joyful to sit and sing a mantra than it is to do a breathwork exercise. I'm sorry. I mean, breathwork, I love pranayama, but it's like I can more easily sit down and sing something than I can to sit down and go, all right, I'm going to do a 20-minute breathwork now.
Yeah. Have you had feedback from people that say things like when they do this kind of singing, it gets them into a meditation or a meditative state, but they say, I never meditate or I can't meditate, but the singing brings me to that space?
Absolutely. And that was always the feedback at the end of a group class because, of course, as you know, when we sing in groups, the heart is synchronizing energetically for one, so everyone's synchronizing with one another. The harmonies are clearing out any dense energy out of people's, you know, our matrix of energy that we are. And we all bond because the brain starts releasing oxytocin. That's the bonding hormone.
Yeah.
You know, you've got dopamine, which they've proven now. Dopamine helps. So if you're singing a positive affirmation and you've got these positive lyrics going on in your brain, the dopamine helps to consolidate the new neuronal maps.
Wow.
So every time we sing, the left and the right hemisphere gets fired up. When you start singing something new and there's new words, the brain starts to create new pathways, new neuronal pathways.
Wow.
Now, if you just did that once, it wouldn't fully consolidate. But if you did that over a period of 3 weeks, literally 3 weeks is what it takes, these pathways become consolidated and permanent. And they reckon 144 days you can completely remap your brain.
Wow. Is this part of what's underpinning your Rewire the Brain offering?
Yes.
Ah,
yes.
That's so cool.
Yes. And I explain that, you know, in the website I've got it, but I've also got it in the songbooks, that just stick to this, even if it feels silly, stick to it for 21 days because it works. You are remapping a positive mindset. You are implanting new thought patterns, you know, so, and that's what we need. Mm. We all need, we've all got our stuff and we've all, you know, can become, well, we've all just got belief systems that can be quite limiting and negative. So really that's what we've got. That's the work, people. It's working on beliefs, isn't it? You know, we have to work on our beliefs so we can, because we are perceiving our reality through our belief system. Mm. And if you don't love who you are, then how are you going to expect anyone else to love you? How are you going to go out and create a life you love?
Mm.
You know, it's just true. It just makes life so much more joyful.
Yeah.
So that's the journey. So that's the Rewire and the journey into healing. Those two are really great for that, because we've got specific exercises to help accelerate that.
Wow.
And then what else have I got there? Oh, I've got the Family Tribe albums. They're so cute.
Oh, so tell me more.
There's all the music without any song parts, and there's a lyric book. Yeah. And it's, this music is just so perfect for young families, for kids, because that was actually part of the reason why I started writing music, was I needed some more stuff in group that was groovy and not cheesy. And then, and then I had students rocking up to class. The songs they were singing were so sexual. And I was
yes.
Oh my God. So, you know, and I knew not to react, because that's part of my training. You just accept it all.
Yeah.
But I started writing material that we could use that helped them to become more authentic, not care what anyone else thought, because that's, teenagers have got the, you know, they've got the self-consciousness thing going on. You know, they've got a million hormones that they're dealing with, and, you know, helping them with tools to go, hey, just really love who you are. Don't, you know, don't pay attention to other judgments. But that's a big thing for all of us.
Yeah.
So these songs are basically, you know, they can affect you from in the womb to 90. But for really, for young kids, it's just great to have this music in the car, because if the parents can sing along with the kids, there is a massive bonding that happens there. And I'm not talking from reading this in a book. I'm speaking about living that with my family, my parents.
Yep.
So this huge bond with my dad, because he was, mum sang as well, but dad just, he was one that sang the most, and I copied him. You know, I followed sort of the way he sang. And then my children, well, I don't live with my kids anymore, and the biggest thing that I miss is they sing all the time, right? So Joel might be singing something and Madeline will just throw in a harmony, and of course you just melt, because it'd be so beautiful. Then I would try and throw in another harmony and usually epically fail, but I am better now at that. But yeah, just that bond that happens with within a family when you sing together, there's nothing quite like it. And it's certainly doing this project with my daughter and having her support and her picking me up when I was needing, thinking this is too huge, I can't do this, what was I thinking? You know, I had this massive vision, and then it's like you got to follow through on it. Yeah. So she's been a real rock for me, and, you know, beautiful voice, beautiful singer, beautiful person.
Sounds amazing. And the project sounds amazing.
Yeah, and she's teaching kids too now. So she's been teaching for about 5 years, and she's using the music. So we've got the audios that we can share with students, and she's doing online classes, which isn't as effective as one-on-ones.
But yeah. Wow. Yeah. Are you doing any in-person or online teaching at the moment, or is your focus mainly the Sing to Thrive?
My focus is getting the somatic voice program finished.
Yeah.
Because that, you know, I've looked at lots of singing sites and they're all about theory, and which is awesome if you're into that. I'm not. And I wanted to create something that was a deeper, more holistic approach to learning how to sing. So I've got these somatic vocal tips and techniques around, you know, you're singing the technique of, you know, feel your feet, unlock your knees. Like, I've just put a melody to all the instructions, and yeah, it's fun. It works.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds amazing. I'm going to have to check it out and share it with some people here in South Australia. But, you know, anyone around the world who might be listening to this podcast can access it.
Absolutely. Right? The website is beautiful. We've just created beauty. You know, my girlfriend helped me design the album covers. I built the website with another woman, Alina, and it's not your typical music website, because I decided not to go with the big guns.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've got family that have been in the music industry for 35 years, and you don't really, there's not an equal energy exchange that happens there. And I just decided, all right, this is really different. I'm just going to create a website and put the music up there and let's see what we can attract.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, it's just, we've just started. So it's, but it's flowing nicely.
Yeah. So. Oh, look, it sounds absolutely amazing. So, yeah, we definitely all need to flock to Sing to Thrive and check it out.
Well, I've got something that I wanted to give your listeners.
Great. So, yeah.
So some things that I do every day. So just to share with you.
Please.
And they're pretty simple, you know. So, you know, I'll always try and go for a walk. And when I'm walking, I try and sing, because that is so good for your fitness and your aerobic capacity. It really gives you a workout. And it's not always possible, because sometimes there's just way too many people and they're like, who is that Fruit Loop singing over there? But I do it.
Yeah.
And then daily is 20 minutes on the earth. We have to be sitting in the telluric field to receive the healing from the earth. You don't even need to meditate. You just sit there, lie there, look at the clouds, whatever. Just get earthed, because that's so important. And then most days I'll just check in if I feel like I need to do a PAC process, a past stage clearing and healing process, if I've been triggered. Or I'm a little bit challenged at the moment because I've moved in to help my father and I'm ready to move now, but up the Sunshine Coast, but trying to find somewhere to live is, it's like, all right, now I've got to walk my talk and, you know, sing this reality into myself, because that's what we can do now.
You know, love that.
You're basically singing your reality. You can create your reality through singing, basically. And the other thing is singing positive mantras. So the one that I have been doing, I'm singing the word breathe.
Okay.
So I know this sounds really simple, but you're singing it. So the word breathe is creating a neuronal pathway, right? So what we're trying to do here is, when people get stressed, what do? We shallow breathe.
Yeah.
We all do it.
Yeah.
And then that just shuts everything down and we can't think straight. So by singing the word breathe, you're creating a pathway for that word. You're creating muscle memory for the feeling, because you're singing it, so that automatically triggers dopamine and serotonin release. And then you're toning, as you know, toning massages the vagus nerve, which activates the parasympathetic nervous system. Once that's activated, everything starts to become more still and it calms down. And you basically start to just feel more grounded, because that's what the breath does. So it's just a short thing where you're singing the word breathe over and over again, 12 times actually, and then it just finishes at the end. So that's a free audio that is on the website for your beautiful, for everybody to download.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, it is very cool and it's so effective. It's really, really, it's great. I use it myself and it does work.
Yeah.
And then there's a free song for everyone if they want to jump on the website and grab a free song. But I'm also offering your listeners a coupon code of welcome 15. Oh. So with their first purchase, they receive 15% off. So you can jump on and explore the website and decide what's best for you. If you're not sure, send me an email and I'll get back to you within 24 to 48 hours to help guide you to choose the best thing for you. Because, awesome. You know, some people may not know. So, yeah. And I'm there and my daughter's there. There's a team of us there to help. So,
yeah, that's great. Yeah. And you've got some other free gifts on the website too. There's the resource book for people wanting to start a community group.
That's right. That was the very first thing I got told to write. So I wrote this resource book and it's how to run a community singing group with ease and grace, like, and to profit from that, because, you know, it's an energy output, yeah. running a community singing group.
Yeah.
And you need to be, you know, you need to be making some money from that. And also basically the library, the Sing to Thrive professional series, gives you enough material for more than a year to teach in a community group, because that was the hardest part when I first started doing community singing groups, was finding cool music that was easy to teach. You know, I wasn't going in there and teaching any major compositions.
Mm.
Because I never liked standing and waiting myself. You know, when the soprano's learning a part and you're standing there for 10 minutes waiting for the soprano. So I keep everything short and sweet.
Yep.
And so it's really quick to teach a part and then bring everyone together quickly to yeah. be singing three-part harmonies.
Yeah.
And they're all looking at each other like, oh, aren't we amazing? And they are.
Yeah.
But yeah. you're just keeping it short and sweet. So the resource book, and I put a 90-minute class plan in there for that. So what I used
That's
to do.
Awesome.
And it yeah. worked. You know, when to do your call and response, when to bring in your harmony songs, when to do interactive play, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And
do you think if someone was out there and they've never done anything like this before, but they sort of have a little bit of an inkling like, well, you know, I like singing and I think I'm pretty good at it. And I know a few people that I think would come along, like, you know, do you think that this would be perfect for them? And what would you say to someone that was kind of teetering on the edge of like, oh, can I do
that
this?
That was me. That was me, 2006. I, you know, I was doing some classes with Richard Lawton. He's an amazing voice coach and he's down yeah. in Melbourne.
Okay.
And he, you know, I said to him, oh, I need more training. I'm not trained. He goes, Julia, you can sing. You can hold the note. You're good with people. Just go and do it. The whole point of running these things is to get people singing more.
Yeah.
If you can take the approach of not needing to be perfect. So my motto, which I share all this in the resource book, which is free, was to sing just for the fun of it. So it was not anyone that didn't want to go to choir because it was too strict with learning and remembering parts and getting it perfect for a performance.
Yeah.
They're the people I got, because if you run a singing group that is just for the fun of it, and of course I would teach a bit of technique, but I've given that information in the book.
Yeah.
You know,
amazing.
You've got these simple techniques that you can share with people and play together. And you've got all the material there.
Yeah.
Really, if you bought all the albums and you've got the free resource book, it would cost you an investment of, I think it's $150.
Yeah,
and
you've
really got a business model.
That's so cool. That,
I know, but I've been guided to do this. And I'm so grateful for you to even having me on here and sharing this, because it's educating people about how potent singing is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when you're singing positive words, this is what starts remapping the brain. And that happens immediately. That starts happening immediately. And so you're empowering people with tools where they can start transforming their own life. So, you know, we all have to get pretty honest with ourselves and say, all right, well, shivers, what's not working in my life here? What do I want to work on? I want more prosperity. Well, there's a prosperity album there. And you just go for it, people, because, you know, we've all got, you know, scripts around money and around receiving and around feeling worthy. And we have to clear these. And I guess that's the other thing that I really wanted to touch on was music, you know, whether it's the Sing to Thrive music or, you know, the mantras, the kirtan, it's all a frequency from the heart. And music shifts energy. We are energetic beings. And I was reading this this document recently, and it's, you know, quantum physics is proving, and they're basically stating that music and sound is the medicine of the future. You know, they've used frequency to get rid of tumors. To just takes them away. You know, and immediately when we hear a song, it triggers an emotion. So what is that doing? It's opening the heart. When we're numb, what are we? We're walking around with the closed heart, and there's no judgment on that, but it is not living. It is existing, and we have to start making choices that make us so happy to jump out of bed in the morning and live, because we know that we've got the power to change our reality, to co-create with source through not just song, but, you know, it can be a major component in your life to bring in joy and start creating your dreams. So
powerful tools.
I know. It's so fun. It's so much fun. And there's lots of songs on this website. All the songs are on the website for you to listen to first. So, you know, of course, music is such a personal thing. It's like, you like to listen to something first before you think, oh, yeah, I'm into that. But
oh, that's great.
I think you will be. They're pretty catchy.
Yeah.
They're very catchy.
Oh.
And eventually I'd like to record some, I want to record some of the songs that I wrote on that retreat, and the kirtan songs, because they're just next level.
Yeah. You know. Wow, I love the passion with which you speak, and you're obviously so driven to, help people on their healing journey through the use of the voice. I think it's just such a powerful tool. And one of my favorite sayings is, if you can talk, you can sing. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I love it. Well, I think it's great because it's true. You've got a voice.
Yeah.
You know. There's, you know, if you can walk, you can dance.
Ah.
So, you know, it's like, no more sitting on the fence. If you can walk, then you can dance. Take the leap, take a chance, feel it now. So that's one of the songs that's a call and response, but it's
awesome.
It's absolutely true. And so many people have been affected by someone else projecting their judgment, saying, oh, that doesn't sound good, or, oh, you don't belong. The amount of stories I've heard from people that have been wounded by someone saying, oh, no, just, you can stay in the choir, but just don't sing. Just mouth the words.
Like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's so damaging. And, oh, this is interesting. I had a client that couldn't sing. There was three notes missing out of his register. And he was in his mid-50s. And I was using my voice and the keyboard to try and get him to sing those notes, and he couldn't get it. And then he got so frustrated one day, so I took him into a past stage clearing and healing process, a deeper one.
Yeah.
Not just, I used to just do a little short one at the beginning of a class just to get people their vibration up and clear any peripheral stuff. Anyway, he went back to this experience with a nun that hit him and told him to get out of, that he must not sing because he can't sing. There was this whole thing that happened and he was so angry. So I helped him to sort of express the anger, and then so that took a bit of time. And then once that transmuted, we went back to the keyboard and he sang those three notes.
Wow.
It blew me away. So I documented that because it was like, that was amazing.
Incredible.
The other thing that I saw that your listeners will be interested in too is I participated in this sound healing where we had our bloods taken. So, you know, you put the blood underneath the microscope and they put it up on the computer screen and we got to see, they documented what was going on in our blood, right?
Oh.
So mine was before, so you do it before and after. Yeah. So my blood was, it was coining. It was kind of all coining together. There's another term for it, but basically, and it was all looking a little bit stuck, you know.
Okay.
So we went and did this gong bath, and that was with Tibetan gongs. And then we came back in, and there was a definite improvement in the flow of the cells in my blood. But the next day we did the same thing. We checked, and you have to make sure you hydrate beforehand. They were very particular with making sure we did things the same.
Yeah.
Then we went and did the crystal bowls and voice. And then when we went back in and tested my blood, it was, you could see all the cells separate, so no coining. All the cells had separated and were just freely flowing. And it was just like, wow, look at the flow. It went from stuck to looking stuck to flow.
Wow.
And that's what sound does. And that was a crystal bowl and a bit of voice.
Wow.
And it was only so 20 minutes.
Listening and being bathed in those sounds of somebody else's voice.
I was doing the bowl and I was singing, and there was a group of us. So I was actually.
Okay.
My experiment, though, but I was involved in it, and they asked me to do the bowls.
Yeah. When
I thought, for me, the bowls were stronger than the Tibetan gong.
Is that because you were playing the bowls and singing and not playing the gongs, or you were playing the gongs?
Well, you know, I didn't play the gongs. Okay. That's right. Maybe that did have an effect on it, because I'm so keen to do another little experiment with that one day.
Yeah.
And have a look at, I wanted to look at the difference with just voice.
Yeah.
And see how that affects your blood.
Mm.
And also check, you know, blood pressure, and just check a few different stats to show, wow, look what this, I mean, there's people doing this now, but. It was for me to see it with my own eyes on the computer screen of what sound, because if you said to me, well, how does sound heal us? Well, first and foremost, there you go. What's the life force within all of us? Our blood.
Mm.
You know, and clean blood, by the way.
Mm.
A lot of us with unhealthy diets have got dirty blood.
Yeah,
sound can help clean your blood up.
Wow.
You know, I mean, of course, diet as well, but sound really helps to kill parasites. You know, everything's a frequency.
Yeah.
So sound is a potent tool.
Mm.
So,
certainly is. Wow. Just before we wrap things up, have you got a favorite gig that you've been part of that you felt had a particularly healing effect on yourself or someone in the audience?
Well, there was definitely the Guru Das, that first kirtan, that was next level.
Yeah.
The Uplift Festival, 2012 Uplift, that I taught, I was running a singing group. I was doing a few things at that festival, and I was running this singing group. There were 70 people. We were in a low ceiling, bad acoustic, and I was like, oh my God, how am I going to make this work? And we just ended up sounding amazing, like everyone just locked in and everyone was so in it. And so that was fantastic. And after the end of that festival, I had Margaret Lipton, who is Bruce Lipton's wife, who I love Bruce's work, because it's all about exactly what I'm, you know, the quantum physics of how the thought, our beliefs affect our biology, right? Same with Dr. Masaru Emoto, his experiments with water and how our thoughts affect water. And, of course, we're up to 70% water.
Mm.
So everything we think affects our biology. So that was, I was really chuffed when Margaret came up and said that that was my favourite thing all weekend, doing the singing class. So that was so cool. And then, I mean, look, that we did a kirtan as well there, and that was pretty amazing. And I had, you know, they like we did at the Kundalini Yoga Festival when you were there, and you were the absolute, you were amazing at that, by the way.
Thank you.
They wouldn't have had a festival without you. You were so amazing doing the music.
Thanks, Julian.
This all-day kirtan, I put a band together and went in and did a kirtan, but I asked my daughter to come along, and she sang harmonies.
Nice.
It was a quick set. It was 45 minutes, and we did it. It was beautiful. But the organizer came up to us at the end and said, your set was, she didn't use the word favorite. She said, it affected me the deepest. She said, you made me cry.
Oh.
And that is, it's that family thing. It's that thing that happens when you hear siblings or, you know, I believe anyway, like when Madeline and I sing together, there's just this magic that happens. And yeah, so it was pretty special doing that with her. And she was pretty young back then too.
Yeah.
So, and then I'd have to say my other favorite was singing with you down at that Kundalini Yoga Festival. That was so much fun. It was exhausting, but it was fun.
Yeah, we had some good jams, didn't we?
Yeah. And it's always fun singing mantras, and everyone gets so into it at those festivals.
Yoga festivals are the best. Amazing. Well, you've shared so much with us about your journey into healing sound, and I'm really just so happy for you with the Sing to Thrive. Everything about it I think is amazing, and I definitely encourage everyone to go check it out. So I'll put all of the links to that in the show notes, but just once again, if you're listening on the fly, the website, Julia, is?
It's singtothrive.com.
Amazing. So,
yeah, and it's singtothrive. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good to
And there's lots of, you know, if you're a singer, you go to the singer's page. If you want to run a choir, you go to the choir's page. You know, if you want mental health, it's the mental health page. So
amazing.
I did it that way. So then it was easier for people to go, all right, this is my situation. I've got mental health. I'm going to go to that page and see what she said that I need. So that's the best way to navigate. There's a lot of beautiful images and videos and
Yeah, and I'll put a link to that breathe exercise, the free gift breathe exercise as well, and the Welcome 15 code.
Download, yes. Yeah, I'll definitely give people the Welcome 15 code because then they can, whatever their first purchase is, they can receive 15% off. And really, it's such good value anyway. It's from the depth of healing that you get from this music and these activities, it's such good value. It's such good value. But that's my gift to people. Yeah. Now it's just getting people out there to educated to realize that, hey, if I do this bit of work on myself, I'm actually empowering myself. You know, I'm using my voice as a tool to heal my own body and to create a better reality for myself. Accelerating, what do I put on the website? You're accelerating the magnetism of your manifesting power. Because you are, basically. Yeah.
Last quick question. Who is this work for? Who's it for?
Oh, Michelle. Anyone that's breathing that has an issue. That would be the whole humanity.
Pretty much. Anyone,
look, even if you don't want to consciously work on your stuff, because there's still a lot of people just want to keep sleepwalking, and that's okay. It's like that's their experience and that's where they're at. The songs will lift you up regardless, and they'll, even if you're just listening to them, they'll rewire. Well, you know when you hear a song from your childhood and you remember the words?
Yeah.
That's what's happening, right?
Yeah.
So literally, really, if someone's looking for help with their mental health, definitely for them. If someone wants to improve their singing harmonies, which was me, definitely for them. And this is simple. You can have it going at home, and it's so yeah. much cheaper than singing lessons. Yeah. And young families, I cannot say enough, pregnant mums, get good music, because the hertz of this music is the heart frequency. You are hearing positive, uplifting lyrics. Your children, the brain from in the womb, or actually once the baby's born, to I think it's about 2.5, the brain is in what they call, it's like an open state, like your brain is like a sponge. There is a proper scientific term for that, and it's a simple term, I can't remember it. Your brain absorbs, our brains absorb everything. That's why young ones can quickly learn a language, you know, a couple of languages, because you don't even have to be conscious of something. It's just going in if it's playing in the background. So I, you know, I was aware of this when my kids were really little, so I was very careful with any horror, any violence on the TV. Just the TV went off because they, our young ones are affected. And really with TV now, like we're kind of, well, not kind of, we are desensitizing our youth.
Yeah.
And it's not good. We've got to get back in touch with our feeling body, because our feeling body is our guidance system. And our guidance system is our connection to source, and that part of us that is the all-knowing. You know, if God was the ocean, we're all a cup out of the ocean. And we've all got access to this wisdom and this consciousness, but we have to keep our vibration high. So the next generation coming through, for me, this next generation of kids coming through, they have to be awake. They're coming in awake. We've got to keep them awake, and we've got to give them the tools to help them to focus better and to master their minds. Because as you know, Michelle, that's what we've got to get good at, hey?
Yeah.
Master our minds so we can direct our consciousness and go, all right, this is what I want to create. I'm not listening to that negative self-talk. And then you're giving kids these tools that make them build their belief in self, and it's empowering. So yeah, definitely young kids, teenagers, there's lots of great stuff for teenagers. I've done lots of work with teenagers, so anyone that wants to reach out to me, send me an email if you've got a troubled teen, and I'll be happy to offer some ideas that you can try and use. Because they need support. And these kids leaving school that they don't know what to do with their lives, it's just, it's crazy out there. That's my next, once I've got more time on my hands, I want to create, well, I've created a foundation, and I want to start like not a wizardry school, but it is a school for helping these kids get back in touch with their own magic, you know, and really targeting people leaving school up to the age of 30, because that age group, they're really keen. They're keen to get on with creating and learning and growing, and because if they're not doing that, then they're just numbing themselves with drugs, and we don't want that, you know. We want them
so true.
Yeah. So there's lots of good things happening.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, I think it's for everyone. I think everyone can benefit from this beautiful work that you're putting out into the world.
Thank you.
Oh, so yeah, thank you so much, Julia, for sharing so deeply. I feel like you've imparted some amazing wisdom today to me, and everyone listening, I'm sure, can take away some wonderful wisdom as well. So yeah, I just want to say thank you so much for sharing your time and your wisdom, and can't wait to see what you bring out next.
And thank you for creating a space like Shanti Sounds, that is a platform where other people like me can come and share this. And, you know, we need people like you to help get the word out there. And so I thank you and, you know, honor you for that, because I know that you're an amazing musician and you're a fantastic singer. You're a beautiful singer. So I just, it's so nice to be talking to someone that's a musician, but that's in that world of healing and
yeah.
Not to say if you're in the pop world, you're in the ego world. I'm not, I'm not saying that, but there is definitely something deeper about starting to sing mantras and take that, taking that avenue, because boy, oh boy, can you go deep.
Yeah.
It's pretty special. So
true. Amazing. All right. Well, we'll sign off. So thank you, Julia.
Thank you. And thank you to all the listeners.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Blessings, everyone. Bye for now.
Ciao.
You've been listening to the Shanti Sound podcast. You can access all of the show notes at shantisound.com.au/podcast. I would love you to subscribe, like, comment, or leave a review wherever you're listening. And connect with me on Instagram at shanti_sound and Facebook at Shanti Sound Australia. The music and sounds featured in the intro and outro are excerpts from the Shanti Sound Soundbath CD, recorded and produced by Michelle and James Byrne. You can download this and other music by Michelle and James Byrne at shantisound.com.au/music. Remember, sound brings healing and presence. The truest and sweetest sound comes from within. So hum, sing and create sound whenever you can. Thanks for listening. I look forward to sharing with you again soon.